And welcome back, it's me, your boy Eli.
It's me, Joe.
And it's me, Daniel.
And we're back here at Collinpalooza. It's for our second time in the year, and yeah, we're happy to be back.
Yeah, we were back here last year for the podcast partnership program.
It was a fun time. It was a lot of fun time. We had a very fun discussion there, too. Mm-hmm. And so, in light of the fact that we just came back from Texas Showdown and the fact that Combo Breaker is going on right now,
which are both fighting game tournaments, in case no one didn't know, right?
Yeah, we're big fighting game fans. I got my stick out here, custom made, lights up at LED lights. It's beautiful, based on Gundam, because I'm a big Gundam fan. Got a Ryu shirt.
Yeah, I'm full Terry Bogard, a cosplay, real Terry Bogard, the guy in Fatal Fury, who's right now, and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, and coming out with a new game next year, Fatal Fury, City of the Wolves, and I cannot wait for that game.
Isn't he just buff Pokemon trainer in the game?
I mean, no.
No, he is.
Potentially, yes, potentially, yeah.
So, in light of that, so I thought it'd be really fun, and it'd be really funny if we just talked about some of the weirdest video game cartoons that are out there. And since we're basically love talking about fighting games, we focus it mostly on like Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, Tekken, all of the stuff. But you know, I had to narrow it down, so I went with the most simple ones. So there's some here that maybe not everyone here has seen, but some people have seen.
If we're going to learn anything by the end of this, is that the 90s were weird for anime cartoons.
They were very weird.
Yeah, and for some reason, a lot of R-rated content were made for kids, like RoboCop or Rambo.
Yeah, and that's like two of the ones we're going to start off with, because like Mortal Kombat, like the most popular fighting game in like a long time, still is, for a lot of casual fans. However you feel about MK1, that's a different story. Right? That's a different story. Like, I think the game is fine.
People love... You know, ripping the spines out of other people and fighting them, you know?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, aside from, like, you know, the low kick not landing where it should land, for all those... I don't want to focus on that. We're going to talk about cartoons.
Yeah, what do you bring to the classroom, Eli?
When talking about, like, animated Mortal Kombat stuff, we already talked about, like, the stuff that's already come out, like Scorpion's Revenge, was it Cage Match, the one with Johnny Cage?
Yeah, Cage Match with Johnny Cage, and Snow Flying with Sub-Zero.
So this one was actually the first one. It was a direct-to-DVD special, and it's kind of like a prequel of the movie. It's supposed to, like, it's based on the 90s movie, right? I'm forgetting everyone's name, but in that movie.
But, you know, it's the one,
it's the movie. And so we're going to play like a bit of a minute clip here. I see a Yukari from Persona 3 over there. Hello. I just finished the game. It was amazing. So we're going to play like a few minute clip. Joey, would you please?
Yeah, I gotcha. Hopefully it catches on the camera, but, I mean, for the audience, you know, this is really good, you guys. Chosen above all others
as the last. Look at that animation. Lieutenant Sonya Blade. Oh god. It gives off the vibe of that really crappy like CDI kind of game.
Right. I mean, look at the physics on the flag though.
Oh god, right? So we're not gonna play the whole clip, but you can find this whole movie on YouTube. It's a movie.
It's like some sort of like regular like Saturday morning cartoon.
That's the next one. So the thing about this one is clearly the fact that the animation is just very gross.
Like it has this weird combination too. Like you'll have like characters in 2D walking around the environments and all that stuff. It's all in 3D CGI.
Yeah.
Here right now.
So and if you watch the rest of it, you'll see like a weird design for Scorpion. Like, you can look up the design, and it's really, really bad. And, like, I tried to find, like, a good VHS or, like, art for this, but I couldn't find it, and they were all very of crap quality. So I just went with the logo on this one, so it's really bad.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to the next one.
Yeah, because the next one's at least a little more fun to talk about.
Yeah, like, this one is just...
Ah, yes. The Defenders of the Realm.
Okay, so this is the one I think I remember a lot of.
Yeah, no, this is the one that a lot of people would know about. It's very much sort of a sequel to the film, kind of, sort of, in that weird vein of, like, it's a Saturday morning cartoon version.
You mean like the Godzilla show?
Exactly, out of the one from the 90s, yes. Yeah, the one that, from the Roland Emmerich, right?
Yeah, Roland Emmerich, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was, which is a lot better than most people think it should
No, it's, that show is straight up more Godzilla than the actual movie was. So,
they have a mega Godzilla in that movie.
Yeah.
I should be pretty sure.
Yeah, that pretty much speaks volumes to how, you know, how more faithful to the show was than the movie, but...
This is not that.
Like, this one's just there to sell you toys.
It is exactly what that's made for, and, like, a lot of people tend to be surprised at the fact that this is where Quan Chi first showed up.
That's right.
Yeah, Quan Chi, his original... It's more of a funny meme of him being on the arcade cabinet. He was in this. He's right there. Look at that. That's Quan Chi. That is the most Quan Chi looking dude I've ever seen in my life. He looks so awesome. Yeah, again, you can find this whole episode on YouTube, so for all you guys want to, like, watch some, like, really funny things, there you go. It's just...
Oh, alright, well, that's just a bit silly.
It's a cartoon. Yeah. Oh, that reminds me, this specific episode, there's a plot point where, like, Jax was a fat kid.
That's right.
Why Jax, though?
Why not? I don't know. It's always one of those things. It's like, Jax is a bad kid. I don't know why. It's like, just really weird. It's supposed to teach a lesson, I guess.
Like, it's supposed to be like anti-bullying, which I get, but it's kind of a weird choice they did.
Well, what lesson do I need to learn from Mortal Kombat besides, you know, breaking the bones of my enemies and hitting them with, like, a bunch of fire and stuff?
It's like, bullying is wrong, and...
You shouldn't rip out the heart. You should perform a friendship. That's what the idea is.
Who cares about friendships when you're playing Mortal Kombat, right?
Well, listen, I'm not going to be... Like, there's always that one guy who rages when you always pull off the same fatality over and over again.
Yeah, but it's always fun, though.
For you.
You tell me you don't get entertainment, you know, hearing people curse you out live in a bit of a NK match.
What was that old Justin Wong quote? You're going to learn. Yeah. You're going to learn today. Exactly. This is the real world, son.
Make a point on Mortal Kombat. Again, it's really weird that in the 90s we had cartoons for RoboCop, Rambo, and Mortal Kombat.
There was a Karate Kid cartoon.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, like, though. Karate Kid doesn't have...
It's like family friendly.
What's his name?
Daniel Russo.
Yeah, and Karate Kid doesn't, like, snap his enemies' necks in the movie.
Yeah, but he's chasing, like objects, apparently, in that show. We're talking about fighting games. What if they do a Karate Kid?
I'm just saying. The point is, it's very weird that the 90s made a bunch of kids shows about R-rated stuff.
Listen,
you know?
It started with the 80s. If we want to go down that road, it started with the 80s. It all started with He-Man. So the next one, to follow up the fact that, you know, that the Mortal Kombat Defenders of the Earth was basically a, like, sequel to the movie, we have the Street Fighter cartoon that also came out in the 90s. That one was also basically a sequel to, like, the movie. So basically the Van Damme movie, everything you saw there has been transferred to that cartoon.
Yeah, because if I recall, the plot is more on Guile being like a leader of a special forces team, and they had to go take down Bison, right?
Yeah, the special forces team. Known as Street Fighter.
Yeah, we're going for our G.I. Joe kind of ruined this one.
Yeah, it's so weird because, like, so obviously I got the Street Fighter shirt. Like, I love Street Fighter. It's one of my favorite games. I know a little bit of the lore because the lore is kind of nuts. Not as nuts as Tekken, but, you know, that's a different story. It's having Guile as the main character was always the weird. Like, for the movie, I get because it's Jean-Claude Van Damme, right?
Yeah.
He is the moneymaker. He is the guy who's going to bring in the people. But, like, having Guile be the main character is just so weird for me.
Yeah, like, it's, yeah, because most of the time, Ryu is on the box. Ryu is the guy. Ryu and Ken, they're the two guys.
Yeah, right? They're the two,
like, guys. It just feels weird that, like, you pick, like, granted, Guile, he's cool.
He's cool. He's got the best name in the game.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong, Guile's cool, but it's like, it's always been Ryu and Ken. So it's always, like, that's always been, like, a weird thing with the, I mean, yeah, like I said, with the movie, understand, Jean-Claude Van Damme, you know,
I think it's fantastic. Like, when Jack even said, like, each Street Fighter will have, like, a different hero. Like, Street Fighter 1 was Ryu and Ken, and then 3 was supposed to be Alex. 4 was, what was his name? I think it was Abel, right? A-Block.
Yeah, and then, that one didn't work as much.
Yeah, 5 was Rashid, and right now with 6, it's Luke. But with Street Fighter 2, they never really specified who's a hero. So we can say with these cartoon, Gal's the unofficial hero of Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, no, and go ahead. I chose this clip because it's the one that made me laugh all the time. So could you please?
All right.
If I'm guessing right, this is the famous clip that's always used in YouTube groups.
Yeah. Nicely
done, love. That's Cammy there. Give us a big kiss.
No! So the plot of that episode really is like, Cammy, okay, so if you don't know Cammy's backstory, she's kind of a clone, right?
Like, yeah, so she basically like was, I guess, brainwashed by M. Bison to be a psycho soldier, so whenever something happens to him, like he gets killed, his soul gets transferred to whatever soldier he has in a backlog, I guess.
This is Street Fighter lore, by the way.
This is Street Fighter lore. Yeah. I see the guy right there who being like, what is going on? Like, dude, I know. This is, we have to deal with this. I know.
Fighting games can never be so complicated, you know?
So, I mean, that's the reason I chose this clip, because it's so funny, because it's, or in the show, she gets brainwashed, and she kind of falls in love with Bison, whatever. And this is how weird it is, again, this is very much indicative of the Van Damme movie, where Cammy is in love with Guile, even though in the game, Guile is, well, you guys know the name, right? He's a family man. He has a wife and daughter.
Yeah, he straight up has a family. So it's kind of weird, you know, seeing this iteration, just being like, no, Cammy, she's been taken away from me. It's like, bro, you have a wife and kid at home. What's wrong with you?
He also has a girlfriend in the show.
What in the
It's so weird. And I love the fact, and it's just, so the first, this is, I think, the second season. And by the second season.
This has two seasons?
It has two seasons. The animation quality went down.
Oh, really? It had a peak there at one point?
I mean, however you want to peak. If you peaked in middle school, you peaked in middle school. That's all I'm saying. But no, that's why, like, again, I chose it because it's a really funny clip. And I just love the fact that Gal just cries like a little baby. He's like,
to be fair, I will say this. I mean, as much as we crap on the show, it did give us, like, one of the best, like, scenes from M. Bison going, yes!
Yes! That's exactly why, too. I think it has a little bit of, like, staying power in the fact that it just...
out of memes, gets, you know?
So, that was not me. That was you?
No, anyway, yeah, so, like, if you were back in the early days rotting your brain watching YouTube poops like I did, and you recognize a bunch of these Street Fighter clips whenever they're using those YouTube poops.
Yeah. And, like, before you move on, it's so funny to me that, like, we're here talking about how Ken and Ryu are, like, the mainstay characters. Like, you cannot get rid of them. Like, even in Street Fighter 3, where supposedly they weren't in the game.
New generation.
Yeah, new generation. We're supposed to be, like, all new characters. They're, like... No, we need Ken and Ryu. They are, like, the moneymakers.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, recognizable characters people love. And even same with Ryu or Ken either. They either brought back Chun-Li and even Akuma.
Yeah, but that was, like, way later in that game's
life cycle.
Yeah. And but here, it's like Ken and Ryu are such, like, side characters. And it's so kind of sad, especially Ryu, who's, like, the guy. He is Mr. Street Fighter, right?
I mean, you know what you think about it? He's still kind of treated like a side character too. If you watch Street Fighter 2, the animated movie, yes. I mean, it's mostly focused on Chun-Li and Guile going around the world trying to find Ryu.
Yeah, but Ryu had the cool moments. But, like, the thing about this one, it's like, man, if you are a Ryu main or you like Ryu, don't watch this. There's an episode where, like, Akuma comes in. Akuma, my boy, Akuma, the baddest dude ever. The guy I'm playing right now is Street Fighter 6. He comes in. He's like, I'm here to fight you, Ryu, because you're supposed to be the best. Actually, no, but you find out that Ken's really the best, and he's the one that beats Ken as Akuma. And that just feels dirty.
Yeah, because Ken's whole thing, he doesn't really, he's not into the whole thing with Akuma and how Akuma killed Ryu's master, and there's a whole thing with, like, you know, the Tatsunoyo Hanno, just that whole storyline. Like, Ken's not even involved.
No, he's not. Mm-hmm. He's just like, I just like to fight. I like getting money out of this.
I mean, I just do this for fun. Yeah. I mean, it's no big deal.
Yeah, no, he's a rich man. So, the next one, I don't have a clip because I couldn't find a good enough example for it, but I never hear anyone talking about this. It's Street Fighter 2B, so this is an actual anime. Like, 25-episode produced anime, and it's interesting. Like, it's not bad, but it's just so... different to what we're used to when it comes to Street Fighter. You know, the main example is Ryu doesn't look like Ryu. He looks like Akira from
Virtual Fighter.
Virtual Fighter.
Yeah, I just noticed because I was like, is that Ryu? Because he has spiky hair and like Ryu doesn't really have that spiky hair. Who is this lady in pink, by the way?
Like, so that's his childhood friend.
What new lore am I learning here?
So that's the childhood friend who was an older fighter in love with Ryu that you know he never had college.
I love the fact that you were the most blind one to this.
Well, to be fair, I've only known at least a couple of these just from memes, so now you guys explaining like the hidden lore about Ryu's childhood friend, right, that like may or may not be into him. So it's like what the you know.
And she only appears in one episode.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, if it helps you feel better, man. I mean, I think there is an episode where we see Akuma showing how he makes a living traveling around the world by seeing.
Okay, so funny enough, Akuma hasn't showed up in this because at the time Akuma has not been released in Street Fighter 2. But he was such a popular character by the time he came out that they kind of had it be a cameo in every episode. So it's like a little like, where's Waldo? Like, where is Akuma? Oh, he's right there. What's he doing there? He just happens to be in prison with Sagat in Thailand. I'm not sure. Part of the story of this one is that Ryu and Ken got their ass beat by Guile because of course it happens. I'm not saying that because like Guile is Guile, but it's because like, well, for one, Guile was the Shuttle Killer in Street Fighter 2.
Well, yeah, I guess in terms of actual gameplay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And after that, they decided to go travel the world and, you know, be Street Fighters. And Chun-Li is involved, and so is her father.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So if you ever wanted like a show involving the main three cast, you know, Chun-Li, Ken, and Ryu, this is the one to go with. It has some pretty good music, but it's just so weird in the fact that how they like mix in the lore of Street Fighter.
So wait, like, this is the show where we find out what happened to Chun-Li's dad?
Possibly.
Or he's supposed to be dead.
So yeah, he's supposed to be dead in Street Fighter 2. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's her whole point in Street Fighter 2. She's trying to find her dad's killer.
Yeah, she's trying to find her dad's killer. Once he finds it, and she finds it, it's like, now I can be a girl. It's really weird.
That was always a weird ending in Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, it's like, that's the end of her journey. It's like, no, she's too popular. She's the female character.
Yeah,
she's too popular.
Yeah, so now she works for Interpol.
Yeah, she works for to be fair, I could go on a whole episode about this because I'm not even touching the Alpha movies. Because those were weird.
I mean, everyone heard the stories about the Street Fighter movie a lot. We all know the story about it, but I think the one that people really don't want to know more about is The Legend of Chun-Li.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the other animated film.
Oh, you mean the Alpha? Yeah, because I know, I think the Alpha series, isn't it? Like, probably kind of maybe hint that Akuma is, like, Ryu's dad or something?
They kind of hint on it.
But that's never, like, actual canon.
No,
right?
No.
What the hell is that when this happened?
I don't know. Akuma is just... If that is the case, Akuma's the best, like, deadbeat dad, because all he does is walk around killing people. That's all he does. He doesn't even want to deal with his kid.
Nice. It's like, who are you again?
Yeah.
Oh, right, you're you.
Yeah, it would be an awful father.
So...
Join me, son. Follow the way that's up to in the huddle.
Yeah, we have a whole Darth Vader thing going on. So, the next one. Who here knows about Darkstalkers? Hey!
There we go.
Someone that knows. So Darkstalkers is the other like Capcom fighting game that.
It's horror movie themed, and I'm pretty sure you know at least one character. She always appears in almost everything Capcom related.
Yep.
Morgan.
I'm pretty sure there's a Morgan cosplayer walking around here.
I'm pretty sure I've seen Morgan art here.
I've seen way too many Morgan art on my Twitter line. I'll say that. What does that say about me? I don't know. You're not wrong, sir.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Apparently it helps with your heart rate or something like that.
That's it. I would like to listen to a doctor first before I get a medical advice from you, I'm going to be honest.
I did not. So, it's one of the many other fighting games that Capcom released, and this is probably the second most well-known one, right? And it got so popular that it got its own cartoon.
Which doesn't make sense, considering the state of Darkstalkers now. right?
That is the sad part.
Yeah.
There is. It hasn't been a new Dark Star because it's like one, two, Vampire Savior.
Vampire Savior 2. Yeah. I believe so. We got a re-release of two of those games, and then we were supposed to get another one that was teased by Ono that never came out or heard from again.
Wasn't it like Darkstalkers Aren't Dead or something like that?
Yeah, that's the meme. That's the meme of it. But yeah, it got a cartoon. Aside from the cartoon, it did get some OVAs, which are probably a lot better. Yeah. He already knows what I'm talking about, because as soon as I mentioned Darkstalkers cartoon, he looked away.
Interesting fact, by the way. More drop.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very... No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. So, just play the clip as I walk away from the clip.
Welcome back to the World of the Weird.
I feel like we deviated really far from the concept here.
Yeah, so you got to mention it.
In a talk show.
And we're talking about evil. So weird about him. He has like a whole red mask, like hairdo.
He does have that kind of hairdo.
Know more about evil than you can imagine.
And Morgan is Scottish for some reason.
Okay, so apparently that's more accurate.
Apparently, all right. Do you not like a Scottish voice? Succubus.
Yeah.
That part I agree with.
So this is the weird part. So I did try to do a little bit of research into the story or whatever there is. I know my man over there can probably. Fact check me a little bit. So the main bad guy, Hi-Rod. So in this, we're introduced to his brother, a la Cooler Frieza style. So it's very weird. Like, he's just like, I'm here to check up on my little brother. Fucking beat his ass.
You better be doing good things, little brother.
Yeah, exactly. So like, if you know anything about Darkstalkers, it's very weird. Actually, if you want to have a good idea of what the show is about, just watch the intro. That intro sums up all the things that are wrong. Like, for one, from what I understand, Morgan and Dimitri aren't the bad guys, but they make them the bad guys because Succubus and Vampire.
Yeah, clearly, they're always bad, right?
Yeah. It's because they're definitely the bad guys. Felicia's the good guy. I mean, she is the good guy, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
and unfortunately, this is one of those cartoons where, like, these kids, they can't relate to these characters. We need to put a kid character here so they can have someone to relate to. You're missing two more grades, but you get the point.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
No, he's in the next game.
No, wait, what?
Are you
really for real?
No.
Oh, okay, wait. Thank God. All right. But that would be kind of funny, though.
No, it just disappears like so long.
Yeah. There's like vampire runs in the game, but like, the main point is like, this is like the most deviated, like, thing from what you're used to.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, so like, I guess the best comparison for you specifically, it's like what they did with the Halo TV show.
Oh, yeah. Okay, alright. Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah, no. If you ever want to know how he feels about the Halo TV show, just go look up one of those episodes. You can see this man go down the, like, a breaking point.
Yeah, that show really sort of drained a lot on me.
It did. He looked at me with anger.
Just, I can't, you know, just,
yeah. Yeah, so like, but what also takes away from the fact is that Darkstalkers is kind of fun. It's goofy fun. John Talbain is like my favorite character from that game, and he's just kung fu werewolf dude. And he can just do it all. That's like as cool as you can get. Yes, I also play Saber Wolf and Killer Instinct.
Wolf thing, I get it.
Yep, that's my boy. I love wolves. Does that make me what you think, guys? Makes you, that, you know, just like say, we'll
take a look at your internet history later.
But yeah. I think, guy, you're looking at your through your laptop, not mine.
What does that mean?
It means a lot.
Alright, well.
Basically, the only good thing that came from the show was the voice actor for Lord Raptor. So, apparently, Capcom, they loved it so much as Lord Raptor, they asked them to come back again to do the Darkstalkers English dub of Free OVAs.
Yeah, Scott McNeil, that's another thing. A lot of the voice actors from like the Street Fighter cartoon moved on to here, and there are a lot of they're Canadian actors, and you can find them in like almost a lot of other things too.
Oh, yeah.
Scott McNeil is probably the best example of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like in everything back in like the 90s, early 2000s. If you watch like the OG Full Metal Alchemist anime, he voices the dad.
Huh.
Like that father for like Ed and Al's dad. which is so weird because, like, dude, you're like all the way up north, and this is Funimation in Texas.
Hey, listen, you know, man's got talent, I guess.
He does. Yeah. And even the same thing goes with the animation quality. The animation is basically, I don't know how you'd degrade from further down, but you do, because it's the same animation team that did the Street Fighter cartoon.
So what you're saying is they've peaked in middle school and then are just in a trench at this point, right?
Yeah, they're lower than the Marine Trench.
Mariana Trench?
Yeah. Lower than that.
Jesus Christ.
Like, not to shit on animators, I think they do a fantastic job.
But clearly they weren't given money here at all.
They were not given money.
Yeah, no, like, I have, like, tried animation before in the past, and let me tell you, it is very difficult, so...
Yeah, I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, so they have my full respect after going down and seeing, like, all the stuff they gotta do.
Yeah, no, they have my respect for it, but I will comment on the fact that the product is trash.
Now, question.
Yes.
Is Lilith in this? Because I know Lilith.
No.
No, Lilith is not in
this. No, Lilith is not in this.
Yeah. Huh. Like, who's the dude in Marvel Infinite again?
Jedha.
Yeah, Jedha. He's not in this either.
Really? I like Jedha.
Like, yeah, it was cool. He's one of my mains. And BB Hood is also not in this as well.
No, because they came from that, they were still the Japanese title, right? In, like, the time.
I think so. I think the first Vampire Saber did came out, but the second one, that was a different one.
Yeah, that was the one that had Jedha, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now.
Yeah. Go play Capcom Fighting Collection. That's the one that has all these games I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah. So I mean, I feel like if it was successful, we would have gotten Jedha, considering Pyron is like the main bad guy in like the other games.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's like, again, like, if you want to find like a really like this like heartening like adaptation of your favorite game, that is one of those right there. It hurts to see.
Like, if you want to see how ridiculous they get with this, just look up this one clip of the show. You can easily find it on YouTube. It's Lord Raptor doing this beatboxing music video. And you would not believe the things that they animated in that special clip.
I don't want to look at that anymore.
That sounds terrible.
Like that's
just, wow.
What kind of drugs is he guys on making this show?
I don't know.
Like, it was the 90s, man. I mean,
I can't blame, you know, it'll...
A man over here says this a lot. Just don't give it a number. Just say a lot. That's just it. All right. So the last one, and of course, we can't talk about like over the top, funny animated fighting games without talking about. Like, I think the king of the world.
What's wrong with is that Kazuya?
That's Kazuya.
What's wrong with his face?
I don't know.
Yeah. So before Tekken Bloodlines, before Tekken 1 and 2, we had Tekken the Motion Picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this guy knows already. Yeah, no. It's funny because like, but when this came out, it was Tekken 3, so we have yet to go full nuts.
Yeah, no. Like, this is basically like a recap of the first movie.
Forgive me if I'm wrong here, but doesn't Tekken 3 have Ogre? Isn't that kind of a little, you know, like?
We haven't gone there yet.
Yeah, no. Like we're talking about the first Tekken anime, not the new one that's on Netflix right now.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, story-wise, they're going with 1 and 2, which is fairly, you know, simple, except for this one memeable moment, which it lives in infamy, but in such a good way.
You know, sometimes I forgot that Jax was acting a regular dude.
No, he wasn't.
Oh. No.
This is the stuff of legends. It's so dumb, but it's so good.
Like, I'd rather give it a pass because he's a mission.
Yeah. So this is like a weird combo of Tekken 1 and Tekken 2. Tekken 1 is basically Kazuya is upset because his dad threw him off a cliff when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Seems appropriate considering what he just did.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad threw me off the cliff, and I mean, I threw off a cliff.
You know, that's... I'm not your therapist, so we're not here for that. but no, yeah, so it's a mix of Tekken 1, where in that game, you know, Kazuya defeats his father. Kazuya's not really a good guy, but he's kind of like beats his dad. And in the second one, it's the reverse. Itachi coming up against Kazuya. Also, devil powers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he just gets a bit more crazier now.
Yeah, after 3, we get a little more nuttier, because 3 was technically held back a little bit, I'm not going to lie. Yes, I know Jax, yes, I know Gon, yes, I know
Ogre,
but it's fairly understandable compared to everything else.
Fair enough, I guess.
Yeah, but the thing about this one is, like, it's a mix of 1 and 2, and it's just, goes all ham because not only do we get the Mishima breaking an axe in his mouth, we're also the Alex. So remember the raptor? The boxing dinosaur that is in the game. This is kind of his origin, basically.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of a weird origin.
It's so weird.
You know, that's the weirdest thing when considering that this show, or not show, the game series has, you know, Kuma and the pandas as well. Like,
I actually don't recall that Kuma shows up in this. I don't recall.
He does, but only as a very, as a cameo. He's just like chilling in the background, like around a Mishima's palace or something.
You know, that's kind of disappointing considering the fact that we saw him have to do that. It's a little disappointing. I want to see the fighting bear.
I mean, you get to see him just like one second, you know, frozen still in the background.
Like, the story itself is not that great in this, and if you're watching the English dub, which sadly is the one I went with because it's hilarious, the dub is really bad.
Like, I'm not even aware about the dub.
There is a dub, and the dub is really bad. And again, I'm not trying to trash on the people that work on this. They work very hard.
They probably weren't paid a lot of money.
They weren't paid a lot of money, and they didn't do a good job of it. That's all I'm saying. I'm criticizing the work, not the people. That's all I'm saying. Obviously that's kind of all I had because I'm pretty sure there's a lot more out there. But these are the ones that really stuck out to me because like they're just so funny and bad and just almost cursed. I can't look at Darkstalkers very well because that hurts me. I'm not even the biggest Darkstalkers fan, and that hurts me. It's like a second-hand embarrassment kind of shit.
It's honestly kind of funny because when you look at this, it's like, oh, that doesn't seem like, you know, like, it's kind of crazy just how much bad, like, the shows were.
Yeah.
But then you remember there's, like, other stuff that came out. I mean, remember, I mean, well, was the Mega Man cartoon, did you consider that bad?
Yeah.
I mean, it was from Deep, I think, so.
There was a weird episode where they did a crossover with X.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mega Man met with Mega Man X. That was so weird.
Yeah, like, I forget how to go, like, was X
supposed to
be Mega Man in the future, or was that...
Or
no, isn't he a different Mega Man?
He is technically a different Mega Man.
Yeah, so he still comes up as a different Mega Man in the games.
Yeah. And I don't want to go down the Mega Man.
So I just need to know, I need to ask, especially with Capcom, like, does Capcom ever, like, review whoever makes their stuff?
I think they do now.
Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I know people really like the Resident Evil movies with Mila Jovovich, but, like, come on. Some of those kind of got weird, right?
You would ask the question, considering that he got George Romero to be the director and then decided to pass on the script.
The fact that you just said we could have had a George Romero Resident Evil movie kind of hurts me.
Like, he even hired someone to play the game for him so he could watch everything and see what happened in the game as he's writing the script.
That hurts so much more. Yes. Yeah, I remember that. That was so good. Oh my god.
Listen, I'm just glad we restricted ourselves to just the cartoons, because I feel like if we, like we said with Daniel, like, if we went into, like, live action, like, the Legend of the Chun-Li movie, I feel like we'd be forever.
No, I'm not touching that.
No, I mean, we can go even deeper than that. They want to hear see the Virtual Fighter anime.
Oh, no.
Dusty? Yeah, because that was a show.
That was a show.
Are you a glutton for pain? Is that what I'm getting at here?
I guess so. Because that was such a bizarre show, because, if you played Virtual Fighter before, like, there really isn't a story. It's supposed to be like a virtual combat game.
Your final boss in the last game is just a robot.
Yeah, so
that is just it. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah, so
he's
like
just a robot.
Yeah, so throughout that whole anime, they had to create and a whole original story, because again, there is no story in Virtual Fighter. And it's super anime as you can expect. Like Akira, he's like the bumbling like hero, with a huge appetite and everything. And then you got the love interest, Pai-chan, and then
and it's funny that we're saying that there isn't a story because there isn't any character relationships at all.
Like, again, like, there is, like, no character relationship. Like, yeah, you know their names, what they're into or whatever, but, again, like, there really isn't any cutscenes or anything whatsoever in the games. Not even a Virtual Fighter 5 or anything like that.
No. God.
Like, maybe if there's a manga out there, but...
There probably is, considering how often there's, like, mangas of, like, any video game out there. I remember reading the Devil May Cry manga. That was just... interesting.
I mean, you'll find interesting stuff out there. I mean, like, there's a Resident Evil manga where there's an outbreak in a high school.
Isn't that just High School of the Dead?
Yeah, I mean, but with less, you know.
I mean, that's more
so less fun.
That's more zombies, though. Like, we're, I mean, yes, Resident Evil has zombies, but we're talking bioweapons here.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad we did. Thankfully, SNK. You know, they did. You know, all the Fatal Fury and OVAs.
I could have. I could have. But let's just say none of the clips would be allowed for me to show.
Okay. Maybe not Fatal Fury, but we could probably still show something from Samurai Showdown.
They had a anime.
Yes, and it's probably the worst of all the stuff we shot tonight.
Oh no, I don't want to watch that.
Yeah, that or Art of Fighting.
Art of Fighting had one?
Yeah.
Oh,
note to self. We gotta go back in time and just tell these guys.
I told you about that. There was Art of Fighting, there was Fatal Fury, and there was also Samurai Showdown, which is horrible. Like, I cannot emphasize enough how bad it is. Like, it's worse than Tekken, it's worse than Street Fighter, it's worse than Mortal Kombat.
Do they do justice to my boy what's his name?
Amaru?
No,
he's talking about Art of Fighting.
Robert Garcia.
If I remember correctly, I thought Art of Fighting was pretty decent. Samurai Showdown was.
He's the closest thing that I have to a Latino. That's all I want.
Like, he's not even Latino, he's Italian.
I just want that kind of people in it. I mean, oh god! Imagine if they did that. But again, like, I would love to do Fatal Fury. But again, there's nothing. I can't. There's no clips there that I can show. Let's just say there's I get Sakurai. I get it. I understand why he didn't have Hideki Tsuda in Smash. I get it. God damn. He knew what he was doing.
He knows.
We all know.
And to be fair, this podcast in the public setting right now is for good boys and girls, so we don't want to show anything too much now.
Yeah, I don't want to get looks. I don't want to get those kind of looks. So I think that's about as much as we can say. Unless someone has a recommendation for us to talk about next time, I don't know. I think that's about it, guys. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at TheGeekCenturions, and we're most active on Instagram. I'm trying to get that fixed up. And yeah, we're also on YouTube for your audio. That is one for like a face of the voice.
Like you just did, like here right now.
Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. And yeah, that's it. It's been me, your boy Eli.
It's been me, Joe.
Me, Daniel.
And thank you again, Colin Bliss, for having us again. We'll be back again next year, hopefully. You guys have a good one. Peace.